morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
That boy, who said that? No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Boy, y'all already know what it is. Boy, it's a Friday. That's right. It's a Friday. Friday inside the Madhouse. You know how it goes down on Friday. Boy, I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I'm fresh. Welcome, everybody, to Southern America to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 37 degrees with clear skies, but ooh, don't let it fool you because that rain is right around the corner and it's knocking, baby. Looking like it's rain is going to hit the Queen City, hit Southern America by 11-ish, by 11:15-ish, and it's going to be with us throughout the day, actually going to clear out before 3 o'clock. All right, so rain in between 11:30 and 3 o'clock, and then clearing out and making way for about 52 degrees is going to be your high for the day. Tomorrow, if you got to go outside tomorrow, it's going to be cold out there. You better bundle yourself up, boy. Tell you, you better put something on your head, on your feet, and on your hands. All right? Definitely going down. The high tomorrow is going to be 45 with sunshine. And then Sunday, your high is right near 48. So it's going to be a cold weekend, chilly weekend in Charlotte, America. So bundle up, keep warm, and do your thing. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm wonderful.
All right, that's what's up. I'm so the Madhouse with me this morning. You say what's up to comedian. Bye bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody, Spartanburg.
Good morning.
Mooresville.
Good morning.
Statesville.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Charlotte, America? What's up, Bert?
What's happening, boy?
I saw you doing your thing. You was actually filming for the CIAA on yesterday.
Yeah, me and shout out to Darren Big Baby Brand. We are the host for FanFest.
Okay. Oh, so that's why y'all was out there all day, y'all.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a virtual?
It is. It's going to be virtual this year, obviously, because of the pandemic. But, it's going to be so dope, the way that they're putting it together, the way that they have all the performances. Everything is just going to be dope about it.
So, because I think they decided to count, Miss Jessica, if I'm mistaken, but then they decided to cancel the games?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the tournament. There won't be a tournament.
So they actually still going to keep everything else going?
Yeah, they're going to have a few events that will be virtual. Weird. It's going to be on CIAA, their website.
So they're still doing like the fan fest and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, they had a DJ battle. I hosted a DJ battle. It's going to be, they got a lot of celebrities involved. They got B. Simone.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be hosting one day of the fan fest. I forgot which day.
Mm-hmm.
Wale, Jay Capri, they got quite a few people involved.
And if you don't know, this year's actually was going to be the first year in Baltimore.
Right.
So they won't get it. They'll get it, but it won't be like official. You won't get to go to none of the games because all the games will be canceled. But the actual official tournament site is Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it too.
Yeah.
I wanted to, well, they could do a virtual step show, and that would be dope.
I don't know how they're doing that.
So with CIAA, in addition to the basketball games,
mm-hmm.
the CIAA fan experience is huge. A lot of people participate in that. So CIAA said that they did not want to let fans miss out on that part of the action, you know, and they're still able to do that and be COVID safe.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to do the basketball games because it might, you know, It's a safety precaution for our young athletes that are out there. So, they're going to do something around the step show because the step show is something that's huge for CIAA and like the DJ battles and like Burpee was saying. So, yeah, this whole fan experience, they still want to be able to give it to fans, and it's going to be pretty big.
All right. Well, I hope they do that step show. I would definitely love to log on and check it out online. And, you know, we've hosted it for the last few years together, and I hosted a step show probably for like 10, 11 years. CIAA was here, so shout out to him, man. And shout out to my man, Dexter, who actually puts that step show together every year. And, Earthquake Productions put that thing together every year. So shout out to Derek and his company. All right, man. Also, on yesterday, the school board voted to push the start of in-school learning back. You know, the students were supposed to return to school next week, actually on Tuesday, January the 19th. But the school board said, nah, we ain't about to do that now. We ain't about to do that. Y'all got to wait to, like, they saying, what, February now?
Yeah.
I told my daughter, I don't even know why you keep getting your hopes up, because my daughter Ryan is one of the few that kids that want to go back to school. Like, she's ready. She want to go back right now. Like, and that's all she had been talking about for the last few weeks. Oh, we going back to school. I said, baby girl, you're not going back, baby girl.
Elementary and K-8 students with special needs will return to the classroom, they're saying, by February 15th. However, that date may get pushed back.
Right.
And then middle and high school students will return, they're saying, by February 22nd. However, that date may get pushed back. And effective yesterday at 5 p.m., all winter sports were suspended. So no more basketball, no more cheerleading or anything like that. All winter sports were suspended.
Oh, hell
I believe
no.
Until the 15th of February. I believe that that's
oh,
the day.
Oh, hell no. The basketball was doing good. They were playing in masks. They had 25, you know, only 25 fans could get in. They was doing good. Why they going to stop the basketball? Because now I'm mad now.
I'm mad.
Nah, it wasn't
increasing.
No COVID. It wasn't no COVID in the basketball players. Ain't no basketball player came down with COVID in CMS. They need to stop it now. These kids got to do something, Ms. Jessica. They can't go to school. They can't be active. They just out here just doing nothing with their life. Now I'm sick of it, Ms. Jessica. I'm sick of it, Burpee. Ernest Winston, the superintendent, said CMS is ready for these students to return. Private schools in the city, they going to school. Why?
Private schools also canceled sports. They did cancel sports. They were the first ones to cancel sports.
But they going to school, though.
Some of them are.
They going to school, though. They in the classroom.
Mine is in a charter school, a preparatory school. And they have moved her to full remote learning as well.
I'm sick of
you know how you can get kids back in school?
Mm-hmm.
The adults need to sit their ass down. That's how the kids can go back to school.
We can't do nothing. We got to be in the house by 9:30.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sick of this.
That's nationwide. Not just here in Mecklenburg County, in Charlotte. That's nationwide. Sit your ass down.
I'm not worried about the rest of the day.
That's
Charlotte,
how we get back in school.
Mecklenburg County. That's what I'm worried about. They need to put these chaps back in school. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Now, if y'all don't let them back in CMS, if y'all don't let them back in CMS, we're going to build a school and we're going to teach them our damn self. How about that? Because they're getting out of my house. They're getting out of
you here.
Yeah, huh? Exactly.
I was talking like the parents was talking on yesterday, because if y'all watch, like I watched the school board meeting, boy, them parents was hot. They hot, Jessica. They hot, Burpee. They hot.
You want a solution? There it is. Sit your ass down.
Man, listen.
These kids can go back.
Listen, they can go back. Let's try it. We ain't even tried it yet.
What?
They ain't even tried to let them back yet.
They had a couple of breakouts in CMS schools. Pretty big ones. And teachers were even saying, look, there were some teachers. I read there, some comments from some teachers that were saying, look, our schools just aren't safe. Our schools just are
Ernest
not safe.
Ernest said they ready. That's what Ernest said yesterday in the meeting. The superintendent, Ernest, said they ready.
The superintendent. Oh, okay.
I believe Ernest. I think they ready. Stop playing with these kids and let them go back to school. And I'm going to tell you how crazy it is coming up, you know, dealing with this remote learning, how crazy it really is. I was talking to my homeboy Rob on yesterday, and we were talking about it, man. It's just, when you really sit down and look at it, it's really crazy. We're going to talk about it in our 6 o'clock hour coming up inside the Madhouse. Also coming up, we got some more of the Madhouse Classic Throwback dropping by 6:30. Right now, we're dropping that inspirational power word of the morning on you, coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Everyone wants it. Everyone needs it. But not everyone gets it or gives it. The it is respect. And it's something we all need and must generously give to others. So how do we give as well as earn respect? Well, let me spell it out for you. R, recognize the inherent worth of all human beings. E, eliminate derogatory words and phrases from your vocabulary. S, speak with people, not at them or about them. P, practice empathy. Walk a day in someone else's shoes. E, earn the respect of others through your behavior. C, consider someone else's feelings before speaking and acting. T, treat everyone with dignity and courtesy. This is the essence of what the Bible says, that you should love others as you love yourself and treat others as you want to be treated. So today, generously give the respect that others deserve, and you will also earn that same respect. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
No Limit Larry, the boy, the madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:09, 9 minutes out to 6 o'clock. How today is? How today is coming right there? 52, 37 degrees right there. That was Burpee Phone. Don't look at me. That was Burpee Phone.
Just wondering why we stopped.
Because I was like, where did that come from? Sanger Burpee Phone. Hey man, it's time for your madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who. All right, Madhouse Nation, we want to know, what home appliance can you do without? What are the choices?
Washer and dryer. Microwave. Refrigerator. Dishwasher. Garbage disposal. And oven. I'm going dishwasher for $200.
Really?
My dishwasher, man, I ain't had a dishwasher in about 9-10 years, bro. Like, it went out, and I had somebody come look at it, and they was like, you know, honestly, like, we can fix it, but for the money that it'll take to fix it, you might as well buy a new one, and I haven't bought a new one yet. And we, you know, out of all those, my second choice would be the oven, because we don't cook like that in mine.
Really?
Hey, yeah, I just threw some meat away.
Well, you tell me that.
I just threw some meat away from 2017 in the refrigerator.
2017.
Did you hear what I said, Bert?
Like, you was here?
I'm dead serious. I was cleaning out the refrigerator on yesterday after I went grocery shopping.
And you threw out some meat from.
I looked in there. The meat said 2017. It was froze, but doesn't okay.
Sheesh.
That's how much we don't cook in my house.
I would have to agree with Larry. It's the dishwasher for me, and it's for the exact same reasons. Mine broke, and we just never got it fixed. And I'm one of those types of people that, one, I clean dishes as I go along, so I never really have a big buildup of dishes. However, the guy doesn't, and so when there is a big buildup, it is the little one next door. It is her responsibility.
So she is completely responsible for dishwashing in the
house?
That's
her chore in the house.
Wow.
That's her chore in the house.
Ain't no rotation?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, ain't no rotation. No, I believe, you know, everybody has to do their part, part to keep our home where everybody lives clean and orderly. So that is her part in giving back to our home.
Amen.
The dishes.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with garbage disposal because I don't use it.
You don't use it?
I rarely use garbage disposal.
There's a lot of people I know that don't use their garbage. I rarely use my garbage disposal.
I hate actually washing dishes by hand. So definitely keeping the dishwasher. The wash and dryer, well, for obvious reasons. The fridge, again, obvious reasons. Microwave, that could be one of them that I could do without.
I cannot need that.
Because the microwave takes away from the taste of the food when you put it in there.
Whatever.
it dries it out.
My best friend will only warm her food up in the oven. She will not use it. Our microwave recently, when I went out during Thanksgiving, it went out right before Thanksgiving, and we just went out and bought one of them little cheap ones. one of them little $30 ones.
Yeah, Walmart, you can just plug it up real quick.
We went and bought one of those real quick.
That's the best way to do it.
I can't do without my microwave. But she's the same way, Burp. She warms her food up in the oven.
It takes away the taste.
But my garbage disposal, I feel like you know, if food gets stuck down there for a little bit, it like begins to smell.
Yeah.
And so you, I gotta run my garbage disposal.
Mm. Yeah. I can do without it. Garbage disposal, I don't really. I'm not dumping food in the sink like that.
Well, you know, a lot of people scrape the plate and they scrape it in the garbage disposal.
And you know what? That makes sense because you put your stuff in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You push your stuff in the dishwasher.
Well, first of all, I'm a little thick, so I eat the food. That's on my plate. Or I scrape, if it's food left, I scrape it in the trash can.
Yeah.
I don't scrape it.
There's still a little bit of remnants.
Yeah, it's still remnants sometimes.
When you're washing your dishes by hand.
Yeah. So. It go down the drain, but I don't. Do y'all put, like little fruit in your garbage disposal?
I have used like lemon peel,
lemon peel, or
bleach and chloride, like a little bit of pine salt. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah,
I deep clean. I deep clean, Burp, over here.
And that would probably be a question for the ladies of the house, because I don't even touch like the dishes. That ain't my chore in the house. I'm not even getting nowhere close to washing no dishes. So that ain't my chore in the house. So that would be on them. So I don't know.
Last time you washed a dish there.
I wash a dish, but like just in the bussing sub. Nah, I ain't doing that. my aunt told me when I was like 10 years old, that ain't for men to do, so I don't do it. That's what she told me. I be believing my people when they say good stuff like that. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Amen. How do we get in on this, Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault, because you didn't wake up the brain. You got to feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
Parents, we talking about CMS voted, to push it back again. Kids not going back to school Tuesday. They pushing it back now to February. What's your thoughts? What's your feelings on it? Coming up, we're discussing it on the Madhouse right here on The Plug. It's Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know it went down here in Charlotte, America, as the school board voted to continue complete remote learning right now, as, you know, students who are supposed to return to school Tuesday, January 19th, which is this Tuesday coming up. But now they won't be going back. They're saying what, mid-February, Jessica, what I saw, like February 15th or something like that?
Yeah, there's two dates. Elementary and K-8 students with special needs will go back first. And then middle and high school students will go back second.
So I was watching the school board meeting on yesterday, and a lot of the parents were upset because, you know, the school board has been pushing, you know, in class learning, have been saying that, you know, the students are going to return back to school. They, you know, it was November, then it was October, then it was November, then the January date. So, you know, I think, you know, watching my daughter was excited about going back. You know, she wants to go back to school, and we wanted to go back to school. But, you know, and the other part of it, a lot of these kids are struggling with this remote learning. So that's what a lot of the parents were talking about. They were talking about the struggles of their children and this remote learning. And, you know, they're just ready for the kids to go back to school. And he's talking about, you know, getting these kids' hopes up as far as returning to the classroom and getting to socialize in their own peer groups. So, you know, I was talking about it with one of my homeboys, Robbo, yesterday, and his son and my daughter are in the same grade. They're in the sixth grade. So, well, they were in the sixth grade. So they started Piedmont in the sixth grade.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
During the middle of their sixth grade year, they got sent home due to COVID. So the rest of their sixth grade year has been a complete wash. Mm. Now they're in the seventh grade. So now you're talking about their seventh grade year is probably going to be could be a complete wash. Mm. So if they do return to school, they'll only get one full year of middle school, which will be eighth grade.
Mm.
And it's like, yo, like, I didn't think about it until me and he was talking about it on yesterday. And it's like, dang, that is really crazy. Like, you only get one full year of middle school. So now they've canceled sports, or they postponed sports, winter sports, and you didn't have any football. So if you're a sixth grader, you can't play basketball, you can't play football for middle school, right?
Right.
So then you go through that, you get knocked off because of COVID. And then you come back seventh grade, you can't really have a tryout, so you really can't play.
Mm-hmm.
So the only opportunity you got to play middle school sports is the eighth grade, and that's up in the air. So it's like, well, dang, man, I feel bad. I really feel bad for the kids. And a caller called in and he was like, yo, bro, you want to do, so you're with the parents that want to send these kids back to school for the reason of, I think the kids need their own peer groups. They need to socialize in their own peer groups. Like, you know, being around adults all the time. And I mean, just imagine if you had to be around kids all the time. Like, you never really got to socialize in your own peer group. But for a child, and a child, especially of elementary and middle school age, I think it's having huge effects on them. So that's why I'm one of the parents, like, man, they need to go back, and because they need to get in their own peer groups.
They do need their own peer groups, but at the same time, safety's first. Their health and their safety. I don't want to send my kids back until I know that it's 100% effective. The vaccine is 100% effective, and there won't be any concerns in the school about COVID.
So, let me ask you this. Would you be open to your children taking a vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of parents that are up in the air about that, because they're saying, we don't know enough about this vaccine in order for us to put it in our children. Because a lot of people don't even want to take it themselves. Go ahead, Jess.
You would be open to your children taking the vaccine now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I say that because... Even though it's Chris Rock, in my opinion, said it best. He said, I don't know what's in Tylenol, but I know when I take it, I don't have a headache.
It's true. It's funny, but it's true. Parents out there, was a lot of parents angry at the meeting yesterday. Tell us how you feel about, you know, the kids not going back to school right now. They're saying now February. Go ahead.
So has that changed your opinion about taking the vaccine now?
I want to take the vaccine. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, because I was skeptical like everybody else.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you know what? That makes absolute sense. Because I'm the type, I take medicine for anything. I don't like being sick. I don't like not feeling well. So I'll take medicine for anything.
You, my thing is this. I don't know what's in any medicine.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, we still don't know. You know, I have a friend who is a nurse, who is in the health field. She's a nurse, and she is still waiting to. She wants to have more children, and so they asked her, would she take the vaccine, and she said, you know, hold on, give me a second. I don't want to take it yet, because there's still no research about how it affects fertility. So granted, we don't know what's in medicine. I agree with that. We still don't know the long-term effects of this. We know, you know, what the effects of Tylenol are, because people have been using Tylenol for years.
So that can mess
we have,
kidney.
Yeah, but we know that.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
We don't know what the long-term effects of this vaccine are, because the vaccine hasn't been out for that long. COVID ain't been around for that long. So that's why I'm still a little bit skeptical about it.
Parents, you want to talk about this? You know, these kids not going back to school. How you feel? Tell us why you're mad, son. Or if you're not mad, tell us why you're not mad. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. The school board voted to, go ahead and keep school out.
Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Talking to Madhouse Nation about the school board voting to keep kids on remote learning until, they're saying, February. Now, they were supposed to return to school on this Tuesday, January the 19th. You know, some kids were looking forward to it. Some parents were looking forward to it. However, the school board said, nah, we ain't doing that. What do y'all feel about it this morning? And got a comment on our in our DM from Beautiful. She said, be glad y'all kids live in a county where the virus and school board aren't being political. It is in the best interest of the kids. In Gaston County, we have been Plan B with falsely reported numbers, and teachers have died. She said, one died yesterday from COVID. She said, deep cleaners are slack, and it's not safe. I know CMS kids are upset and to other parents, but you're in a county that's making the right decisions for students and the staff members.
Yeah, this decision impacts more than the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very impactful for our kids, but it is also very impactful for the teachers and the adults that are teaching our kids that are more susceptible to getting this virus, and that can potentially kill these adults. You know, we've seen some deaths with kids, but it's more prevalent with the adults. So there are a lot of things that come into play when making this decision. It's not only about the kids. There's also a cost associated with this that comes back to us as the taxpayers. So every time there is a COVID outbreak within the school, you have to do a deep cleaning of these schools, which costs money. That also comes back down to us. So there are just a lot of factors. And in this decision, no one's going to be happy.
Right.
Because in addition to the kids that want to get back into school, there are a lot of teachers that would love to be able to get back into school to be able to teach these kids. You know, there are a lot of teachers that actually love what they do and they really, really want to engage. And they understand that kids they learn better, you know, in person.
Mm-hmm.
But also they have to be safe for their family members. They, when they go home, they have families, husbands, wives, children, things like that. So nobody's going to be, someone is always going to be disappointed in this decision.
All them decisions.
But, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about the decision about, do we start schools back up? A lot of the focus is only on kids, but there's so much more. They're teachers, they're custodians that work in our schools, counselors, social work. There are a lot of people that work in our school.
And, you know, for a lot of parents out there, the decision may come down to whether, you know, allow kids to take the vaccine. And Burpee, you was talking about taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine earlier. Good morning.
Nothing. I was calling because I got a little intake on, you know, getting that COVID vaccine. I was listening to y'all a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm a frontline worker, and my take on it is if we're going to sacrifice our lives and ourselves like we do every day on the front lines because I work in healthcare, and we're getting the shot, so we're the first ones to get the shot, the first ones before the general public. If we get it first, do you think we really want to sacrifice our lives and leave this planet and have nobody? Who's going to take care of y'all if something happens to us?
That's true.
You feel me?
Do you have any kids?
I have god kids, and I'm talking to my god sister and my cousin about, you know, the safeties and precautions. I'm not going to risk my life out here every day to get this shot, to leave this planet, and nobody's going to be here to take care of y'all. Y'all don't have any healthcare experience.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we lie?
So do you agree with kids taking a vaccine, you know, because it seems like that's what they're going to require in the near future in order for school to get back in. That they haven't said that, but it seems like that's what it's trending toward.
But you got to think of all the other vaccines your kids are required to have before they get in school.
Right. So you would agree.
Nobody knew about smallpox, chicken, but you don't even see chickenpox no more.
No, you don't.
But you got to get that vaccine before you can get your kids in school.
Okay. So you would agree with kids taking it to get back in school?
Yes, 100%. I got the shot.
Okay.
I got my first round. I'm ready to get my second one.
All right. Well, thank you
and
for calling
it.
And no thank
problem.
You and thank you for being out there to take care of us.
You're welcome. No problem.
All right. Pod 98, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What's up, man?
I don't care about these kids going back to school because I ain't got nothing in there.
So you want them
that life period.
Yeah, you want them and they ain't got no kids at home getting on your nerves, calling you every 5 minutes, ain't got to worry about no remote learning.
You got that right.
But I know you got daughters and grandkids.
I got grandkids.
So
yes,
how
I got eight of them.
How are they dealing with it?
Oh, they dealing with it good because every last one of them got straight A's.
Okay, so they're functioning doing this remote learning.
Yep.
Some
of them are actually ready to go back to school because they're bored sitting up in the house.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, their grades are on point and they're not really struggling. But I feel for these other parents though, for real.
Yeah.
These kids can eat you out of house and home.
Would you be open to kids taking a vaccine?
Oh, hell no. Because I know somebody that actually took it and they got COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
And they're just now getting
over it. How long after they took the vaccine did they get COVID?
I would say maybe a week later they got it.
Mm. I wonder if it was already in the incubation stage before they got the vaccine. That's why I was asking.
Now they're having to quarantine again because one of the family members has it. So that's double quarantining for this particular person.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling us this morning, Gisana.
Don't be calling my name. I don't want nobody to know anything about me, boy.
Hush, Gisana. Everybody know your little raspy voice. Hey, listen. If you didn't get your comment in, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Nolan Valeria, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Janae, I eco her. 708, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Queen City, put the shine on the crown. Ay, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Ay, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? Good morning.
Good morning.
Who you trying to let shine?
This is Shane. I want to give a shout out to my family, to my kids, and to my best friend in Salisbury for success in their life and future and for just pushing on the go.
Now that was a good shine right there. I like that. I like that.
Straight to the point. Power 98, you need to let somebody shine this morning.
Yes, I want to let my son, KJ, shine. He's in fifth grade at Cloverleaf. He made the AB honor roll again this year, and he's participating in the school spelling bee today.
Okay.
Come on now, spelling bee.
You better go on the spell, boy. Black boy spell, too. Black boy spell. Stop playing with me, mama. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to shout out DJ Butterfingers for bringing in the afternoon chocolate mix.
Okay, man, let butter shine then.
Let butter shine.
You weird. Oh. Man, you know, hey, he must like it. He leave him alone.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let my sister-in-law shine, Ella Mitchell. She got this abbreviation book that she be doing, and so her business is, like, picking up, so I want to give her a little shine.
Look at you. So sweet.
Did he say abbreviation book?
I'm not sure exactly which business.
He said abbreviation.
I thought it was a book.
Did you say abbreviation book?
Yeah, abbreviation book.
What is that? Okay. What is that?
She take a book and then she buy these tablets and she'll make she can put your initials in it, a picture of whatever you want done to the book. And when you get it, it's set up. It's nice stuff. Hey, I just seen you guys a picture.
There you go.
Hey, let her call up here and explain.
Burpee, no.
I still don't know.
Apologize. That wasn't nice.
I don't know what it is.
That's not.
I mean, no, that was a nice gesture.
When I tell y'all, I hate
Larry Fox. It's Larry Fox. It's Larry Fox.
I hate comedian Burpee.
That's the Perry coming out of you.
That's Larry Fox.
Old man Perry coming out of you.
Burpee, how's it my fault?
Because you the one asked about it. Let the man do a sign and go.
Didn't nobody know he was going to explain it like that.
I'd never heard of an abbreviation book, so I wanted to know what it was.
Hey,
and I'm sure some people
make your assumptions.
Huh?
Make your assumptions.
No, I want to know. The man on the line, he can tell me what it is.
That boyfriend.
Both y'all.
And your phone's going out too. Your phone is abbreviated.
The Morning Madhouse is brought to you.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
All right, got an update about YSN Lucci and this whole murder situation that's going on. I'm going to let you know what's up with that. Cardi B starting 2021 off with a bang. And one of our favorite actors is off the market. Do y'all know who it is?
One of our favorite actors off the market.
No, I don't.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson been married.
Yeah. Larry, why? Yeah. What would make you, was that the first thing came to your mind?
That is my favorite actor. One of them.
I ain't know he was off married. The market? You didn't know he was married?
No.
That ain't your favorite actor then?
I ain't never seen him with his wife.
What?
You talking about me. I ain't never seen him with
who
his wife.
Who are you?
Yeah,
Samuel L. Jackson consistently bigs up his wife.
Really? I might have missed it then. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I might have missed it.
All right.
Your favorite actor.
Find out who it is coming up next.
My favorite black actor.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, what the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, January 15th. Tristan Mack Wilds is now a married man. The singer and actor tied the knot to his longtime girlfriend, Christina Hammond, in an intimate ceremony amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He said, "We got married in a way that's sort of akin to how we started. Just us." Some will say that the marriage was a long time coming. They have actually been dating since they were 15 years old, and they share a daughter. The picture is so cute because they're kissing, and the little girl is sitting up there. She's having a whole panic attack. She's just crying, but it's a cute little picture. Congratulations to Macwell and his wife. YFN Lucci has turned himself into the police a day after being charged with murder. The rapper is facing charges of murder, aggravated assault, and participating in a criminal street gang that led to the death of an Atlanta man and left another one wounded. Now, allegedly, Lucci was actually driving the car that this dead man was thrown out of. So, you know, 911 recordings have come out about this whole case. We will continue to keep our eyes on this one. Cardi B is starting off 2021 with a bang. She just landed her first leading role in a movie. She is set to star in Paramount's upcoming film called Assisted Living. The film is said to resemble Sister Act and Mrs. Doubtfire. In Assisted Living, Cardi is going to play a small-time crook named Amber, whose life is left in disarray when a heist goes wrong. With the cops on her hot on her trail, Amber is struggling to find a place where to hide out, so she runs out of options and chooses to hide out in a place where no one will look for her. Her grandmother's nursing home. I think this one is going to be pretty funny. I'll let you all know about a release date soon. Dustin Diamond, aka Screech, has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. According to his rep, the cancer is throughout his body and he is undergoing his first round of chemotherapy. He first discovered a lump in his throat, which led to the diagnosis. Dustin is also experiencing pain from having shingles. So we will be praying for him. Happy birthday to Pitbull, Regina King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and happy Founders Day to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica. Power. Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Let's get right to it, man. It's time they hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Larry Mad today has been brought to you by our Have a G for Me contest. You know, coming up at 8 o'clock, we got your money word. It's your chance to win $500 seven times a day with the Have a G for Me giveaway. Listen, all you got to do is listen out for the keyword. Then you text the keyword to 45911 or enter it in on our website at power98fm.com. One national winner will get $500. You're getting that Have a G. And it's all being brought to you by the Greensboro Law Center. So log on to power98fm.com for more information and listen out for your money word at 8 o'clock. All right, today, Larry is mad at these naysayers jumping on my page talking about our new president, Joe Biden. Joe Biden unveiled a plan yesterday, $1.9 billion. It's called a Rescue America Plan. And yeah, so I posted, damn, Joe is giving us $2,000. He's trying to get rid of student loans. And he making the economy jump. And you know, somebody had to jump in there. Oh, and he's also proposing raising minimum wage to $15. The federal minimum wage is supposed to be raised to $15. And he ain't even been inaugurated yet. Somebody jumped on my page and started talking about, well, this gonna happen, that gonna happen, this. And no, it hasn't come to fruition yet. However, he's already trying. Don't be jumping on my president, Joe Biden, and he already trying and you out there being a naysayer. Take your naysaying ass somewhere and sit down and watch him work. Watch him and Miss Harris do this work in here. And while he working, and when he approve this, and we get these $2,000 stimulus packages and get rid of this student loan, you better not apply for not a nail, nothing. You know, if you're a naysayer, you shouldn't even get $2,000, and you shouldn't, if you went to college, you shouldn't even be able to get your student loan relieved. Now, how about that? How about that? Stop being a naysayer, man. Joe, he ain't even took office yet. But he doing his thing. Let the man do his thing. And shout out to Miss Harris. Ain't she AKA Jessica?
Who's Miss Harris?
Kamala Harris. Ain't she? Yeah. Shout out to her. It's Founders Day. So y'all better salute to them on this Founders Day. And yeah, man, shout out to Joe Biden doing his thing already. You naysayers, sit y'all ass down somewhere. Hey, hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Don't limit Larry.
Yo, and of course, you know what time it is. It's time to get Burbage Thoughts for this Friday.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Hey, Burbie, feel a type of way? Yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. Bow. The ignorance is real. Yo, Burbie, let a clip off.
Larry, Jessica, it's Friday, Madhouse Nation, it's Friday. I'm ready today. Larry, shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Let's go ahead and get into it. YVN Lucha, if you ain't about the dumbest rapper I ever seen in my life, first of all, you are a rap star. You are a superstar. Of course people are going to start asking questions about celebrities when you drop a dead man off in a Range Rover. Who does that, YVN Lucha? You are stupid. You know what's going to happen now? Your cellmate going to roll over and look at you and start singing, "Wet, I want some wet."
Aww.
Yeah, I want that bag. Yeah.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
It's about to happen to you, Lucha. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Next, all the dudes that's mad at Lori Harvey for whoever she done dated in her life, you are mad. You are showing your insecurity. You are showing your sensitivity. First of all, you just mad because you dealing with women who got jobs that don't offer no damn benefits. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Your best character trait ain't enough to afford you to date Lori Harvey. Leave that woman alone. She can do whatever the hell she wants. She is in a legit relationship now. You sit back, go work your 20,000 hours a week, and try to keep up with these women that are trying to get flued out somewhere. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Next on the list, the cops who gave that man organic food for running up in
they
the
shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Literally, shots fired again.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots
so you need to tell me, cops, y'all can give a man organic food, but you can't let an unarmed black man who is a pastor going through mental health issues, you can't let him go without giving him a bullet. Y'all need to retire. We need to stop calling on these cops and call on each other to help each other out from now on. Shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
No, we ain't even gonna do shots fired on that one because it was too many shots fired by the cops. These cops are starting to get on my damn nerves. Shots fired.
I thought you said don't shoot.
I know what I'm saying now at the cops. Shots fired. Hit the button.
They shoot.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shots fired.
That's it. That's all I got on the list.
Those from Burpee Stocks. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, so if you've been anticipating the return of the Boondocks on HBO Max, like myself, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. The reboot has been delayed until later this year. HBO Max ordered 24 more episodes of the program, and that was supposed to span two seasons. They were supposed to be released in the fall of last year. An hour-long special is also in the works. Now, it's not known if the delay is due to COVID-19, but yeah, if you were waiting for that reboot of the Boondocks, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Man.
I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
Tell that. Y'all watch the Zoom? Y'all used to watch the Boondocks?
What? Yes.
Burp, you watch the Boondocks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was just checking out.
Oh, my goodness.
What was your favorite episode?
Dear Santa, who are a B-A-N.
Pimp named Slickback.
Pimp named Slickback.
Never forget a pimp named Slickback.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That show was hilarious.
Definitely. Can't wait for it to come back. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, Shoot Your Shot Friday. Burp, this is actually your Shoot Your Shot challenge today.
Yeah, it's mine today. We're going to tell them now? Gonna wait?
Tell them now. What they going to have to do, what they got to do today to shoot their shot?
You always tell me if one of your family members told you funny. You could be a comedian.
Oh, Lord.
So this is your chance today. Shoot your shot today. Call up here and tell us your funniest joke.
So you get to shoot your shot at being a comedian.
Shoot your shot at being a comedian.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't no telling how many people listening. We got, what, a million people listening?
We do.
So this is your chance to shoot your shot and be a comedian.
570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098.
I'm going to tell you it's trash, too.
Of course you will. All right, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We almost ready. Today, people jump in Burpee DMs. They run up to him. I've been with Burpee. People run up to him. Hey, bro, let me get 5 minutes on stage. I've even been one of the people to say that. But let me get 5 minutes, Burpee. I'm ready. Boy, today, what they get to do today, Burpee, to shoot that
hey,
shot?
Hey, listen, today, you get your chance to be a comedian. You can shoot your shot and tell us your funniest joke. It's millions of people listening. This is your chance to be funny.
You got a hell of a stage.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right after this, Megan Thee Stallion, body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. We're going to let y'all shoot
shout out
shot.
To Ahmad. This is song.
Oh, Lord. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Last week we kicked off Shoot Your Shot officially, and people got a chance to be a radio personality. Today, what we're doing for the people today, Bert?
We are giving them a chance to shoot their shot at being a comedian. Mm-hmm. We want you to call up here and tell us your funniest joke. Mm. And they've been calling.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. 2 C's, no E.
You already know. Right, what's up, people?
You going to be a comedian today?
I guess I'm going to try.
All right, Cece, go ahead. Shoot your shot,
so
baby.
The other day, somebody came in a Waffle House the other day, and then they had a whole $3. So they was like, oh, man, what can I do with this $3? My chicken don't come in at 5 o'clock. I said, look here, so we got hot water, cold water. You want in a cup and a bowl. And I am going to charge you that to-go fee.
I love Cece. You know I love Cece, bro.
I was waiting for the punchline. It never came.
Bruh.
Thank you,
Cece.
She missed with her shot.
I think she got to stick to positivity.
Yeah, Cece.
No, just stick to the waffles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to shoot your shot today?
A little bit. I'm not funny at all, but I got a joke for y'all.
Okay, well, go ahead. Shoot your shot, baby.
What kind of pants do the Super Mario Brothers wear?
What kind of pants do the Super Mario Brothers wear? What kind?
Denim.
Ha! Ha! That's good.
Oh, no.
You know I know a good joke. That is a good joke.
It's so stupid.
Oh,
you know
sis,
what?
That's a winner.
I'm going to leave it in there.
It's mine, Larry.
I'm going to leave it in there.
That's a winner.
Man, just going to rule you on that one.
That's great.
Man, that's funny, bro.
So bad.
I like it, baby. Thank you. You might be on your way.
you ain't on your way nowhere.
Good morning. You want to shoot your shot?
Yeah, I want to shoot my shot, but I don't know if I can say this on the radio. I can do it with no cuss words, but it might be kind of crazy.
Okay, well, go
ahead. Just tell the joke. We got you. Just tell it.
Go ahead, baby. Okay. Shoot your shot.
Okay, say one day Superman was flying around, and he was trying to find a woman. So he flew around, and he happened to see Wonder Woman on the ground, butt naked. He said, well, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to hit it real quick, and I'm going to fly away. He went down, hit it real quick, flew away. Wonder Woman said, what in the world was that? The Invisible Man said, I don't know, but my behind hurting.
What? No. You missed with your shot, baby. That was a brick.
I love this. No, but seriously, Burpee, denim.
Denim. But it was cute. It was cute, Burp. You got to get, come on, Burp.
Denim was great.
We know you Eddie Murphy, you the Eddie Murphy of radio, but that was cute.
Denim wasn't great.
And she even did it with like the little denim.
Yeah, I get it. It was cute.
I get the joke.
We got more people shooting their shot when they come back.
Give me some original. I need originality.
It's the Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault because you didn't wake up the brain. You got to feed them knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
Power 98 WPET, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It is a Friday inside the Madhouse at 8:53, 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 52 with rain in the forecast about 11:30. From 11:30 to about 3 o'clock, we got some rain in the forecast. Other than that, man, it's about 38 degrees in Charlotte, America. And today, we letting you shoot your shot again. Today, what they shooting their shot like today, Burp?
They have a chance to be a comedian.
If you want to be a comedian, you think you're funny, call up here and tell us your funniest joke. And y'all are calling.
Good morning.
I am.
All right, go ahead. Shoot your shot, baby.
Okay. Why didn't the skeleton go to the party?
I don't know why.
Becca, come on.
He had nobody to go with.
Yeah, nobody to go with.
Larry, don't.
Love you, Becca, but you missed with the joke. That was an air ball.
You gotta believe it yourself.
Hey, right. You were not convincing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You wanna shoot your shot, big dog?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Alright. And this is a part of the joke, so I wanna let Sparta shine. Ask me why.
Why?
Because Larry survived that kick.
Don't even play it, Larry. Just hang up. Just hang up. First of all, in your joke, don't tell me what to do in your damn joke.
Huh? Ask me why, sir. No,
joke was that phone.
Good morning.
I didn't understand.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
What up, bro? You want to shoot your shot?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Check this out. Burpee is so old. When God said, "Let there be light," he was there to turn on the switch.
He said, "Me?"
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
We heard that in every 90s TV sitcom.
I like it, though. I like it.
Oh, hell no. What?
That was okay.
Yo, shot hit a little bit.
It was okay.
That was horrible.
Paul Dottie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you want to shoot your shot?
Yeah, let me try.
All right, go ahead, baby. Shoot your shot.
Okay. So I went to Hawaii. I went for a visit, and I went to a comedy show. And every time the comedian said something funny, I laughed out loud, and nobody said anything. So I'm like, do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii? And somebody told me, no, only a low comedy.
I like that. I like that.
I like it. Her delivery was a little sketchy at first.
Only
but
aloha.
Aloha. I like that.
That was cute.
Thank y'all.
who is this?
My name is Brianna. They call me Bree J.
All right, Bree J. Go ahead. We're going to give you 5 shout outs today. Go ahead and give somebody some shout outs today.
I would like to shout out to both my parents, my mom and my dad. So make that too. They brought me down here from Jersey. I actually love it down here, even though everybody's crazy. shout out to my favorite teacher in the world who taught me about my life, to be myself. Her name is Miss Tara. And shout out to my big brother, Marcel. He's in Maryland, and he's my biggest supporter ever. And then shout out to my son, my little baby Ezra. He keeps me motivated, like, every day.
That's what's up. And give a shout out to your new favorite radio station that is allowing you to shoot your shot. I like what she said. Her name was Bree J. Shout out to her, man. That was funny. Aloha. That was cute, Burp. We found about 1.5 comedian today, maybe. Maybe somebody we can put together.
We only found one.
Okay. All right.
Denim was good.
Yeah, denim was good too, Burp.
No, you can't get on stage and tell that joke.
We didn't say get on stage. We talking about being like locker room.
Shoot, I would.
Coming up, man, we playing Black Smart Jeopardy Edition 2 Chainz. I'm different. It's the plug. It's Pod 88.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the beat like a new song. Two chain, but I got me a few Everything skip Luke Wong. Tell a shot to bust it off and Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my nigga half five. But the stripper half, but they wish they had me. And I wish a nigga wore like a kitchen can. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I'm feeling so good, it's a bad habit. Sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. You ain't going nowhere like a bad nabby. So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap-matic. I am so addict. I am so high like a addict. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Two chains, got your girl on the silly. And when I get off the silly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't, you can tell me, hair long, money long, me and broke, we don't get along. Hair long, money long, me and broke, we'll get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. They told you $100K for a feature. Sound on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some heat. Well, I might get some heat. Then I beat it up, I don't give a switch it up, deliver it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. My valet park a Brinks truck. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Right, it's time to play everybody's favorite game show.
Before we play everybody's favorite game show, before we get into that, Burp, I got you one last joke. I got you one last one.
All right, I
got
to hear this.
Somebody said they had to shoot their shot. You know it's always a late person in the gym.
It's always one.
Go ahead, big dog.
Hey, listen, right? You know how you hate when people step on your shoes, right? I got a homeboy that say, man, don't nobody never step on my shoes. I say, yeah, because you in a wheelchair.
Boy, you ain't right.
Boy, you ain't right.
Hey, that's the one I want right there, Larry. That's the joke I want right there.
The one you want?
We got a new one.
That's what you like.
Yeah, you can go, because you can go further with that joke. You can go over that one.
Ain't no damn joke. He was having a conversation with one of his friends.
That's the funniest joke.
Nobody ever step on my shoes.
Because even if they did step on it, he wasn't going to feel it anyway.
See, too far. Too far.
All right. Okay. New thing. It's time to play Black Smart, y'all. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Okay, man, let's find out who is playing Black Smart today. Good morning.
This is Keisha. Yes.
Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning.
All right, Keisha, we're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card, all right?
What? Okay.
All right. Pick your category. Jessica, what's your category?
Stuff Black Mama Say.
Stuff Black Mama Say. Burt, what's your category?
Black Stereotypes.
Black Stereotypes. And my category is Denzel Movies.
Okay.
What category do you want?
Black mama say? Because I'm a black mama, okay. So I should know the answer.
Okay, Jessica, what you got for?
Fill in the blank. You got blank money?
What is McDonald's?
You got McDonald's money?
All right, you can stick with the same category or you can pick another category.
Okay, Denzel movies.
Denzel movies. All right, in this movie, my son needed a heart transplant and I kidnapped the whole damn hospital.
What is John Q?
That's correct. You got it! You are Black Smart today.
You win.
All right, baby, go ahead with your five shout-outs.
I'm going to shout out everybody in Charlotte that's got up this morning, got some good going for themselves.
Amen.
I want to shout out all the mamas that's working from home and make sure their kids get the assignments done with the homeschool.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. I want to shout out all the dads.
Shout out to them dads!
Get them kids on the homeschool.
Right.
And I don't know who else. That's all I got.
Just going to give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Y'all know each and every day at 6:05, we drop that Madhouse question. Now today we play responses back at 9:25. What we ask the folk today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are talking about household appliances. We want to know, out of these, which one could you live without? The refrigerator, your washer and dryer, microwave, dishwasher, oven, or garbage disposal.
All right. And Miss Shannon 30 said the dishwasher. A lot of people on my page said the dishwasher. My beautiful, lovely baby with the pretty eyes so mesmerizing said the microwave. She said she rarely uses it and it makes stuff soggy, gross, dry, and tastes like outside air.
Mm. Outside air?
Yeah, that's what my beautiful little friend with the beautiful eyes said.
So the number one selection on my page was the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And number three was the microwave.
I did have someone say a washer and dryer,
which was very shocking.
That's crazy. They could do without a washer and dryer.
Yeah, uh-huh. That one was crazy to me.
And somebody said a refrigerator on my page. Somebody said they could do without a refrigerator.
They must eat out a lot.
They have to. I eat out a lot, and I still need my damn refrigerator.
Yeah, my top three was definitely the garbage disposal, dishwasher, and microwave.
Mm. All right. Anything you heard on the show, you can comment on 704-227-8780. You know, earlier this morning, we talked about the school board voting to continue remote learning, pushing the start of school, in-school learning all the way back to February. And we also asked about, you know, would you let your kids take the vaccine? Go ahead.
What's good? Morning, Madhouse. Hey, Miss Jessica, this for you. I'm sorry. You already know.
Good morning. This is Nicole Ann. First, I'm going to say no, I do not have any small children, but I have adult children. I have grandchildren. We already decided if my grandkids have to be forced to take the vaccination, the COVID vaccination, my grandchildren will come out of school permanently. And I'm okay with that. We already pretty much leaning forward to removing them out of school altogether.
Listen, Miss Snow, what the hell? What's up, Franklin? What's up, Terry? I'm bananas. Look here, I don't think these kids should go back to the classroom until August, the beginning of the next school year, unless these COVID-19 numbers drop drastically. Parents, I know you're mad. Kids, I know you're sad. But would you rather for your child to be sad and alive or taking a risk going in the classroom and dying? Because they said the kids couldn't get COVID-19, but we found out they can. We just don't know enough about this COVID-19 yet to put all these people at risk all day, every day. And what Chris Rock, big fuck too fast, said was the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. Dude, Tylenol been around since 1965. Approved by whoever needs approved to be sold on the market. COVID-19 vaccine was rushed through. Totally different. Yo, that little mask you put on the cover of your nose and your mouth, if you wear it properly, it can help stop the spread of COVID-19. If you don't want to wear it, keep your monkey ass at home.
Because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being in the house. Because I'm scared to get COVID because these jackasses won't wear their damn mask. Ying, damn, ying.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, January 15th. All right, congratulations to Mac Wiles. He is now a married man. He tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend, Christina Hammond. They had an intimate ceremony. He says, we got married in a way which is akin to how we got started. It was just us. Now, some will say that this marriage is a long time coming because the two have been together since they were 15 years old, and they share a one-year-old daughter.
That's dope that he stuck it out with his sweetheart. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people get in the industry and they switch it up. So shout out to
them. Yeah, congratulations to Mac Wiles. YFN Lucci has turned himself into police a day after being charged with murder. The rapper is facing charges of murder, aggravated assault, and participating in a criminal street gang that led to the death of an Atlanta man and left another man wounded. Now, allegedly, Lucci was the one that was driving this car with the man, and he was in the back seat, and they say that they pushed him out. And this is based off of what you hear in the 911 recording. It's 911 recording. It's pretty crazy. The people do not identify Lucci in the 911 recording, but that is what people are saying. They're saying that Lucci was the one that was driving that car. Allegedly.
And he is locked up. Well, he did turn himself in, like you said, right?
Yep, he turned himself in. Yep. So we'll keep our eye on this one. Cardi B is starting off 2021 with a bang. She just landed her first leading role in a movie. It's called Assisted Living. It says it's going to sort of be like Mrs. Doubtfire in Sister Act. She plays a small-time crook, and when this heist goes wrong, the cops are hot on her trail. So she hides out in a place where they think no one will look for her, and it turns out to be her estranged grandmother's nursing home. I think this is going to be very funny. I hope that Cardi is going to be able to pull this
off. I was about to say, I think this type of, you know, just from the description you've read, I think this actually fits a Cardi B type movie.
Yeah.
I think that she could pull it off.
I mean, y'all know how I am. I got to see it first. We haven't seen a lot of Cardi acting.
We've seen her in the movie with Jennifer Hudson.
Not a lot, though. I think that this role could be good for Cardi because she's so silly and she's so funny, and it's supposed to be a comedy. I think that this would be a better fit than per se a serious like drama for her to start off with. So I am interested to see her doing this. I'm excited about it. And Dustin Diamond, aka Screech, has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. According to his rep, the cancer is throughout his body and he's undergoing his first round of chemotherapy. He first discovered a lump in his throat, which led to the diagnosis. He is also experiencing pain from having shingles. So
prayers up for
Screech. Happy birthday to Pitbull, Regina King, Dr. Martin Luther King. Also, happy birthday to our very own church boy.
Church shot it.
And happy church. Founders Day to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.